What is up, everybody? Thanks for calling into the Dynasty 411. I'm your host, Robert Imes. Along with me, I got my co-host. We got the Dirty Fozzie, Jason, and we got the Goat Rush, Jarrett. What's up, fellas?
What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, not much. Glad to be here, man. I just love talking about fantasy football.
Yeah,
I don't know about you.
Yeah, I love it too.
So we need to. We got a lot for you guys. Before we get into anything, we got to do a shout out to our sponsor, and that's MyVTrophy.com. If you guys have not heard or checked out MyVTrophy, you guys got to go check them out. Their website, and here's the biggest thing, guys, for all you guys who have been listening or you new listeners, their website is dropping this week. All right, sometime this week was what I've been hearing. So I'm really excited, guys. Go check it out. Their trophies that you can make is just like you think, like, oh, some little dinky soccer trophy. No. These are like more badass than the Lombardi trophy. Like, just the way you can customize them and make them. It's crazy. Guys, go check it out. That's myvtrophy.com. And if this is your first time listening, welcome in. Dynasty 401. We're all about Dynasty. We're all about you winning your fantasy leagues. That's all we care about. And so we just give you the best information possible. So, hey, we got the guard dogs attacking. let's break into, we got the Thunderdome. Let's talk about it.
All right. Well, Thunderdome is Thunderdome is my very first league I started 8 years ago. And this year it's sad to say, but we had to do a reboot this year. And so it was kind of sad to do that. It's just, we started out as a 12-team league, and we, over the years, we had to go down to a 10 because we couldn't fill the spots because nobody likes running orphan teams. And then that's when Robbie came in, when we reduced down to 10, and that would have been year four when Robbie came into the league, and he started. And that's when he – he fell in love with the Dynasty football. So
yeah.
It was a great ride. And the thing about Thunderdome is it's kind of like the guys that are in it still, they're originals from the original league. So they definitely got some weight under their belt in that league. But we got Jared in this year, so it's gonna be really awesome to have him. It's a money league that's a weekly payout, which not all leagues do that, but we pay for the highest scoring running back, wide receiver, and quarterback. So it's you get money every week, and it's just right now we're in the middle of a draft, so it's been pretty exciting. There's been
some trades. Hold on, could you say the payouts again, just to make sure everybody heard that one?
Oh, we pay out for the wide receiver, the quarterback, and running back position. Mm. Every week, highest scoring in those positions, and then, and like I said, we're drafting right now. It's been pretty fun. There's been some trades going on, and if you guys don't know that, I'm a trade whore, so I'm always whoring around my picks. And
I don't know. I'd say we're pretty close, man.
Well, this one, everybody's been kind of quiet. I think. There's only been, what, two trades?
Yeah, people being real tight in this one.
Because it's money, man. It's hard to be, just all willy-nilly. And, I can't believe I just said willy-nilly. But
the things you say like on fantasy football.
Right. You going to put that on the shirt, willy-nilly?
Hey, there you go.
There you go.
I'm going to put that down.
Yep.
Willy-nilly.
Oh, man.
Where's my pen and paper?
Right on the dime.
I got it.
I don't always say that. It's just at the
birth of the day. But now it's a saying, dude.
For sure.
But
that's what's up.
And right now we're still in our other draft in our 16-team league. That one's deep, man. That's I do think I did overreach a little bit, but I'm going to be okay. I got a solid – I did a huge trade, and everybody thinks I'm nuts. But, man, it's a high-scoring league, and I pulled in Darren Waller, who was in the top 10 overall in the league. So I figured I'll be okay.
Yeah, that was a great trade. I really like that one.
I bet you do. Everybody says, man, Jarrett took you out back.
No, nah, man. Dirty I hope that's not what they're saying.
But, oh, dude, it was. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, man, I ended up getting Jason's, what was that, his 7-7, his 8, his 7th round, 8th round, and 9th round pick. And I got his first and second round rookie. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And with those.
But it's a 16-team league, and that's the pick he got was like 10. Yes,
yes. Yeah. So, with that being said, I mean, that team is kind of fun with me because I wanted to try to go with J.D. McKissick that time and Jeff Wilson. So, we're also with those picks. I think I'll be good. I feel like Robbie Anderson was a steal for me. And Tyler Lockett was a steal. And for some reason, I keep clicking on Travis Kelce's name. I don't know why, but I keep doing it.
Yeah, I made some big trades with being such a big league. And the way we're doing it with the rookie draft, since this is just a vet draft, and I'm talking about the face-off league.
Yeah.
And so I traded away my first-round pick to get myself another pick that was right next to
me. Hey, can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, you're
okay. I'm using a wireless headset and it keeps acting funny on me.
Oh no, you're here.
I don't know if you guys can still hear me.
I trade away my first round pick, which is going to be 114, so kind of back there. So I traded my first round pick to bring in a vet fourth round pick, which brought in Michael Pittman, which I grabbed Carson Wentz in the third round. So that was a good deal. And then I ended up trading my third round pick, plus a couple other picks to bring in 11th round pick. And then I traded 2 second round picks to bring in some 9th round picks. So I just been trading horn as well. But being such a deep league, what are some of these deeper guys that you guys are finding that we weren't really looking at before? Like Jeff Wilson from the 49ers.
Oh, well, yeah. Jeff Wilson is a steal for me, but I'm real big on Jeff. So, Jeff Wilson has a real good chance, especially in a 16 team league, to, you know what I'm saying, to be fantasy relevant to me, because whenever Jeff is on the field, he's averaging 5. He was an RB2, a low end RB2 last year in standard PPR. He was a running back 3, and the backfield was crowded last year. So with him going up the depth chart, I truly believe Jeff is going to make a name for himself by the time this is over. I think next year people will be respecting him, and I like his age. So,
you're telling me he's going to be on our new segment next week?
The Thank Me Later?
Yeah.
Man, no, that's a big apple. That's a, you know what, as much as I was telling myself he should be, As now I'm knowing I'm have to like actually like that's a real cocky type of statement to say thank me later. You know, that's like for suring that this is gonna hit. So you know what, that's a good question, Robbie. So I guess
you got time, you got to think about it. So that's a little quick promo to our episode next week, guys. We're gonna be talking about rookies, some of the guys that we're really looking forward to, as well as Thank Me Later, guys that aren't being really talked about, but they should be.
Exactly.
What about you, Jason? Is he there? We lose him?
I think we might have.
Oh, no. That's all right. We can get him back in. I'm sure he'll be all right. Let's see here. I'll get you a guy for myself. Hayden Hurst, I got him in the 7th round of the 16-team league. I would definitely look into Hayden Hurst. There was talks about him. They're wanting him to get him more of the ball. And I mean, he was getting targeted a lot, averaging like 8 to 9 yeah. you know, targets a game, mm-hmm. catching at least 75% of them. So I'd definitely be looking at Hayden Hurst.
Yeah.
Not be too concerned about some of these other tight ends, you know, so early in the draft.
No, a tight end, you know what? One guy that I really wanted to touch on was
he'll be back.
Yeah. Was Gerald Everett? Is this his name? The tight end?
Yeah.
The tight end. I think you brought him up. You brought him up last week saying like, hey man, I think that was a good landing spot for him. But...
There I am.
There you
hey,
are.
Gosh. Hey, I can hear you guys, and you guys couldn't hear me.
It's like you came from like a. It's like you just got free from like a hole or something. Like, hey, I'm free. You guys can hear me?
Guys, I'm not dead. Yeah. I'm still alive. Guys, I'm here.
All right.
That actually made
I'm
me.
I'm sorry, smile. Guys, man. I'm trying something new. See what happens when you try new stuff.
Yeah.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Well, my other mic was getting all messed up, so I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go wireless so nobody can hear me through my fat chin." So,
but yeah, man, I was speaking about Gerald Everett, the tight end. He went to the Seattle Seahawks, man, and I seen yesterday that him and Russell was out early. Like from
really?
Like 5 a.m. to like 2, they say, like with breaks in between, but like just out there, just running routes and everything. They done did it for 2 days. So,
interesting.
That's a guy that people really should try to pay attention to because he, like, even with the Rams, he was good. Like, we seen his potential. It's just once Higbee hit, it was like, who cares about him now? You know what I'm saying? But he's a nice man, 6'3", 240.
Mm-hmm.
And Russ loves the tight ends, man. So he has nothing but space and opportunity over there.
Right. Yeah. No. I'm definitely. He's definitely one of my deep sleeper guys that I'm interested in.
Yeah. It's hard to. Find
I've been picking them up in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Not somebody. You know. I wouldn't invest a high draft pick or anything like that or anything crazy, but I guarantee you he's probably out there on free agency that if you got one tight end and you need to look at another position,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's possible that if your team is, you know, flexible enough, you can move one of those guys and pick him up out of free agency and help your team out in another spot.
Hey, man, that's one thing about the 411, man. We probably be talking about guys that's going to be trending on waivers 2 weeks from now just without even mm-hmm. trying. So, you know what I mean? That's
what about
that's one
what about
thing.
That Sam Darnold? Ooh.
Man, that Sam Darnold looks pretty nice.
No doubt, man.
Especially how you got him, Robbie.
Ooh, off of free agency.
Well, man, that is crazy.
Well, think about this though,
go ahead,
this.
But the way it was looking like he was not.
No, he was always gonna be something. I wasn't gonna pay for him. But Sam Darnold, the Panthers are all in on him because they're trading. They put Teddy Bridgewater out there for trade. So I tell you, Sam Darnold is, they're all in on him. And so don't be afraid to draft him. I don't know how early, but he's obviously going to start. But I mean, is he going to be any good? And that's something to think about.
Robbie, I sent you a trade him already.
Yeah, dude, but what's your offer?
What?
You wanted him.
Yeah, bro, but it's a super flex, homie, and this is a quarterback.
I knew you was going to say no to that. What, man. I just
what league are you guys talking about?
Yeah. 4-1 Classic.
The Listener League.
Yeah. For Sam Darnold, he was – man, I don't even know if I want to even say.
You're embarrassed?
You could say it. It wasn't a serious trade. It was just because the last time we had trade talk, you was big on that.
Right.
I was not. Yeah. If you would have took it, I would have took it, obviously.
Hell no, bro. I would never take that. He sent me Sam Darnold straight up for Philip Lindsay.
Oh, wow. Hey, and, it was man, like, dude, what? Lindsay used to be your main dude.
Dude, man, look.
He was.
His rookie
back in
year,
the day,
you went and got him in free.
I picked
woke
him up
at
3
in the morning to make sure you got him. That's what's messed up, man. We used to do the old ESPN league, and ESPN would open free agents at like 3 in the morning. Robbie got up at 3.
I would set my alarm. I would set my alarm, yeah, bro, to get up to draft somebody. I didn't have to get up.
Yeah, no, that's the benefit.
I'd get up, I'd pick them right up, and I'd go back to
sleep.
Yeah,
no, that's the benefit with third shift, man. That's how I won my that's why I won my redraft league, because I'm in a league where we got to do it at 3 in the morning. I'm already up at 3. I'm up working at 3 in the morning. So
now I get up at 3 or 2:30 for work anyways. Right. So, but that just goes to show you how dedicated I am to winning my fantasy league. I get up. I go get that person. People will be mad. Like, why is he doing that? It's the rules.
Yeah, once the waiver's open, it's on.
Yeah,
most definitely. But a lot of these leagues, though, at least
we usually have a 1 day waiver move. Or I'm in some leagues, man. You got to wait like 4 days or something crazy, man. It's like, geez.
Well, the leagues that we have, I have them set up to where it's like, yeah, go, I mean, time. It's like,
yeah,
anytime. So you could be in the middle of a game and drop a player.
I like
and
the
pick one up,
but man, there's a lot of people that don't. And
yeah, no, I'm not ready for that. Is any of our leagues like that?
Thunderdome.
Oh.
Oh,
I love that.
Oh, my God.
Thunderdome is free for all, man.
Freak.
So you better be watching those games.
Did you guys put that in the rules?
So just so you know. Because
I promise you, I'm not the only person that don't read rules.
just so you know.
You know, I think I don't think it was in the rules.
On Sunday. I don't let my phone go.
I don't think it's exactly in the rules. I mean, but I think we pretty much, I mean, everybody that's in that league minus you and Crazy Legs, they are. That's how we've always played it. So
I already know.
That's why we didn't even think about it, because that's how we've always.
All right. Well, I'll relay him the message.
Yeah, you guys gonna have to watch every game, because as soon as somebody goes down, you're gonna see Robbie pick up like 5 or 6 guys a day and then drop.
You're gonna see one league, and you're gonna be like, oh, yeah, snap!
By,
he's going to
by the end of the season.
Boom,
Robbie's
boom.
Gonna have like 500 moves.
Guarantee you.
He's averaging 15
a week. Yeah, I know, man. Right now he's killing it right now.
Sometimes.
In some leagues, man. He's just always adding and dropping.
You know what that is? That's just because the way I do fantasy is I just sometimes you have to ride these waves. Mm-hmm. You jump on one wave because this player is kicking up, then sometimes you make a move and then you go get the next guy. And I don't know. I'm always thinking like a couple steps ahead, but to get back to Sam Darnold, though, I honestly think
he's
going to be. We were getting off on a tangent there. I think Sam Darnold, honestly believe that he's going to be fine. I've been hearing some naysayers. You know, one person was telling me like, "No, he's one and done," and I'm like, "Okay, dude, whatever you say, man." Because I mean, look, he's got Robbie Anderson, he has DJ Moore. Mm-hmm. He has CMC. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then they could draft somebody. Heck, they could draft Kyle Pitts at 8. And then, boom, you got a full solid.
You're talking about Pitts, offense. Though, but you know who did everything better than him? Kellen Winslow. He ran faster. He benched more. He jumped higher on the 40, the 20. He blew Pitts out of the water, man. So
you're bringing some light to my notes.
Pitts has just got to be in the right system, or he's gonna end up like Winslow. You gotta be careful with Pitts. I'm just throwing it out there. It's a little nugget. You guys can just put that away, save it.
There you go.
But either way, I still think Sam Darnold is good. If you guys aren't following me on Twitter yet, you guys should. It's at the Dynasty 411. But I had posted about the Sam Darnold on there. Man, my guard dogs, I swear. They're always yipping. Hey, guys, we don't need help, okay? We're recording here. There's nobody out there. You're all good. You guys just be quiet. Appreciate it.
Oh, man.
Jeez. Kids, I tell you. But, man, what was I saying? They broke me off.
Down by your Twitter account.
Oh, yeah, Sam Darnold. I was saying that you had mentioned, you don't know where to trade or where to draft him. You know, I would – if you had a, mid to late second or even, like, an early second, I'd be interested in trading that for Sam Darnold. If you want to use your first for a wide receiver, or, if you got, like, a late first – go ahead and get that quarterback. I definitely think he'd be worth it.
Let me ask you this, in your guys' opinion, what do you think of Teddy Bridgewater having an opportunity somewhere? Or do you think he's just going to be a glorified backup?
With me having Teddy, I got some Teddy stock in that listener league. And right now, I'm very tempted to drop him because I really don't see – I don't see no path for him to be a starter anywhere.
Well, I mean, you got Denver Broncos, man. I know they're looking.
Yeah, now, okay, sorry. Yes, if he gets in Denver, then maybe. Because I was thinking maybe – yeah, I was thinking maybe Chicago if Andy Dalton didn't already go there, but yeah. I really don't see.
Yeah, Denver needs the help, I think. Bridgewater would that might be
if he, if he goes to Denver, he might get that. He might become the starter. I'll keep him.
Yeah, well, definitely something to keep an eye out for. But yeah, I mean, right now I just think it's right now we're drafting. Like right now we got two drafts going on, and I thought Robbie was going to start.
I got five drafts going on.
Yeah, because you want 50 leagues deep or what?
I don't know, man. Hey, it was so funny today. Hey, I'm sorry to cut you off, Jason. Hey, but it was so funny today, dude. I joined this league, right? And it was a Mortal Kombat, right? So you gotta change your avatar to a Mortal Kombat character.
Oh,
you guys are wondering why, like,
you see Goro?
Yeah, so that's the character I picked.
That's a pretty good
character. So dude,
oh, I was going to say, your new thing is pretty dope.
Yeah, so that's my character I picked for this Mortal Kombat league we're in, right? That I'm in. So, it's a super flex, whatever. I took Kyle Murray. I had the fourth pick. It was a have you guys ever heard of the Derby picks?
No.
Okay, mm-hmm. So Derby picks are when, okay, so you know how we do the three, and then you automatically say these are the draft spots?
Uh-huh.
So, when you do it the Derby way, you do that, but then the first person gets to pick where they want to be at. So say you get picked first, but you really want to be the 12th pick to get the first rookie, you would pick that slot. And then the second person gets to pick the second slot. Then it goes on and on until, you know, the second to last people, like they get to pick, okay, which one you want, because they only got two okay. slots to pick from. So you get what I'm saying? Like you get to pick where you want to draft at.
Okay. You know, I haven't actually heard of some leagues where they randomize the first pick, and then they randomize the second, and then they randomize the third. So you're hopping all over the place.
Heck no! It must be some real good friends. But yeah, hey, but look. So long story short, right? This guy sent me an invite to it. They needed one slot, and they didn't have nobody to fill it. So I guess people just know that I'll join. I joined it. I joined it, right? And what dude, I can't remember his name, he was like, wait, Gold Rush is in this league? And then I was like, yeah. And then he was like, oh, man. Mm-hmm. The leagues I've been in with him, no good.
You know what? I told myself.
But I feel like I'm doing real good this year, but that was real embarrassing. I'm like, wow.
Oh man,
I feel like a real butthole right there. Dude was like, it was like one of his worst enemies, Gold Rush. Oh no. But he stayed though. He stayed, and the other thing I like is that he picks right before, like we're right next to each other. So I'm gonna make sure I keep. Yeah, he's gonna be real. He's gonna have some fun being right next to me. He's not gonna get who we think he's getting. And I don't even know him.
You're gonna do it like
that? Yeah, I don't even know him like that, but I could already feel where he's going with the way he plays.
You know who picks right next to me in one draft too?
Yeah, I know. I'm having fun. How's that going for you?
All right. Hey, you gotta admit though, in Thunderdome, when Jonathan Taylor went with the third pick, man, that kinda messed up everybody's flow there. I saw that.
Yeah, especially with me getting my Justin Jefferson, because Robbie's.
I called it. I knew it was gonna. I knew.
He said he was gonna do it too, though.
Yeah.
He said if Jonathan's gone, then I'm taking Jefferson.
This is Dynasty League. Yeah. I'm thinking for the future. Set my team up properly. But I want to throw out a late round kind of guy is Russell Gage. I picked him up in the 11th round. I'm really liking him. And, it, you know, it really all depends on what the Falcons do when it comes to the draft. If they, I don't know if they're really going to, they could take a wide receiver in the first round, but we'll have to see. I mean, I can't say that they will or won't. But Russell Gage, as of right now, I would definitely be taking him, you know, in the mid to late rounds. You know, like I said, round 11 is where I took him in the 16-team league. So obviously you can get him a little bit further down than that, maybe around 14, 15. But when he was, you know, called upon, he was solid. The first two games, 12 targets, 9 targets. He got 20, 16 points, you know, both of those games, depending on your scoring. But the last bit of games from week 11 to 17, he was in there about 80% of the time. So, I mean, he was being used, but he was doing good. So I would definitely go after Russell Gage.
Yeah. I like that one. Another person I was seeing, man, is that, man, we talked about Devontae Parker probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago and saying if Miami goes with a real good receiver, you know what I'm saying, in the draft, that would really help him. You know what I mean? And I got to remember that Will Fuller is in Miami, right?
He is. Okay. Yep. So I think Parker's kind of on that.
Yeah, it's only a one-year deal with Fuller, though. It's only 1 year
deal. Yeah, right. And that's what I was going to get at is that I think Parker's contract is longer than Fuller. So what I'm saying is that somebody has to come and somebody's going to blow up over there. And for some reason, I'm leaning towards – I'm like a Devontae Parker.
You know who Will Fuller is replacing for right now? It's Preston Williams.
Yeah.
They're concerned about him, their deep, fast speed guy, because that's what he is. Yeah. He's that quick guy. And so that's why they did a one-year deal. They're seeing how Preston Williams – He's pretty young, too. So, I mean, he's a good late-round guy that I would throw down. Yeah. It's Preston Williams.
Oh, yeah, I got him in so many times.
And another guy is Lynn Bowden. I don't think anybody's ever talked about him.
I think he's three positions, isn't he?
But he was a
quarterback.
He's a running back, wide receiver. He used to be a quarterback. Yeah, I think he's a running back, wide receiver now and sleeper.
Last year he was all three on sleeper.
But here's what he did the last for his receiving. Weeks 13 through 17, 4 targets, caught 4 of them. 9 targets, caught 7 of them. 7 targets, caught 6 of them. 12 targets, caught 8 of them. So, I mean, this dude is pretty consistent. I mean, he used to be a quarterback back in college. So, for him to switch to a running back, wide receiver, I think this is good for him.
Yeah, I think they give him a lot of design. Like, when he's in, the play is almost designed for him to get open.
Which they traded for him, or he was on the Miami signed him off of the Raiders practice squad.
That's what I was gonna say.
So he was drafted by the Raiders.
Well, let me ask you.
So he doesn't have. Go ahead.
Well, speaking about
excuse me.
You know, having a guy like that, right now we're in that 16 team league dynasty.
Yeah.
Right now we just passed the halfway mark, so we're kind of getting deeper and deeper, and it's getting thin.
Yeah, it's getting
so
real
would
thin.
Would you think Bowden would be a guy to grab as a deep stash, or just somebody not to even worry about, and he'll be in free agency?
Oh yeah. No, I would stash him.
My pick,
especially in
the
deep league.
Pick coming back around, and four. I got a pick in 4 picks, so I mean, I'm looking at Jamal Williams. So. I mean, and that's just with having more running backs, really.
Yeah, no, I can't believe
that Damian Harrison fell that far. Like, it got to the point that I was like, okay, I'll just take him. Like, there's no way I can't keep looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
Because well, man, if New England has not talked about anything about a running back, and if they don't get no running back, no way, no how, like in the draft or anything. That's Damian Harrison. That's him.
Well, I wanted to drop a name out for the deep stash. And now I want everybody that's listening to understand in the 16 team dynasty league we're doing, it's high points, tight end premium, ID premium. It's like every position premium. But I wanted to throw a name out there for I don't think he's even on anybody's radar, is that he's going into his third year with the Saints, and that's that Deontay Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at
wide receiver,
he's a wide receiver, and if you look at his stats for this deep stats, I mean, he got injured. He was out after week 12. He was done. But between the weeks 7 and 11,
mm-hmm.
he scored 28, 34, 13, 29.
So, and who was this quarterback during that time? Was it Breeze or was it Hill?
It was Hill. It would have been Hill.
Oh, man, that's big, especially if Hill wins that job.
Yeah, so that's somebody – it's a good deep stash. I'm going to – that's the guy I'm grabbing on the turnaround when it comes back my way.
Okay.
Just because of the scoring. But just mm-hmm. like
– You don't like Traquan Smith?
You know, I man, they always come out and say that every year about somebody. But I'm going to go back – got to go back. I'm going back to the stats where, like I said, Hill was really liking this guy to have those kind of stats, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely going, and I think another thing that helps Deontay Harris that he's also the punt returner or kick returner. So that's another thing that helps his points because of that type of process. But in without the high points, anything like that, yeah, I would definitely go with dang it, I just forgot his name. Just slipped my mind.
Traquan Smith.
Okay. So, yeah. So Traquan's not even out there right now, is he?
He should be.
I don't know if somebody picked him up or what.
I'm pretty sure he's there.
Yeah, he's there. He's still out there. So yeah, I mean that could be another guy. Who kind of knows? I don't know what they're going to do because Hill is going to kill Kamara's numbers. Winston will bring up Kamara's numbers. So, but he's.
I even feel like Michael Thomas is a player that's like I just do not. I just.
I have no interest.
And it's not even that. It's nothing to do with his skill or anything. It's more of what you used to get him for that I'm not willing to, like, because you feel like if you pick him up, you feel like you're supposed to get, you know, top receiver numbers. I don't think Michael Thomas. It's going to be hard for me to believe that Michael Thomas is going to even be top five. Mm-hmm. It's very hard for me to believe that.
Yeah, they are.
Maybe top 15.
There's a lot of question marks up there.
I'll give him 15 for sure. You can be number 10 off of just touchdowns. So
mm-hmm.
with that being said, I mean, I feel like he's a real nice trap. I mean, he could be a value pick too if you get him after you done built your team, but mm-hmm. I'm staying away from Michael Thomas, especially on top of that with the quarterback situation of not knowing who his quarterback is going to be. Like, I don't know. I hope it's Winston.
Yeah.
For fantasy purposes.
Now, I'm gonna,
Hill is only going to affect one person.
Now, and in talking about deep stash, another guy that I think he's just in the wrong – he's on the wrong team, man. I feel bad for him. Devin Duvernay?
For
– The Ravens, yeah.
Yes, I agree, man. Man, I was big on him when he was in college, dude.
Yeah, he's just on the wrong team, man.
Yeah, dude. I really thought he was going to be a steal in a lot of my rookie drafts I was in when he came in.
Yeah, I know people are still holding on to him.
For sure.
Like, hopefully maybe this year, but not with Lamar Jackson. He's just I mean, think about that.
That's the problem.
No receivers wanted to go to Baltimore. That's why they had a touch with that. Such a struggle to sign anybody.
Yes, man.
Because their guy doesn't throw.
Yeah, man. And that's what, hey, man. And that's why I feel like the Gus bus is going to get even bigger, man.
Yeah.
Like,
them
running backs are going to be monsters.
Yeah. That's why T.Y. Hilton didn't want to go there. Juju Smith-Schuster did not want to go there. They were offered more money to go to Baltimore, and they both said, no, we're going to stay.
But think about the guys that you named, man. Those guys are not going to want to be blocking, not blocking for Lamar and hoping somebody fall into their legs or something while they're trying to block. You know what I mean? That's why they have, like, even their receiver that they have, they're, like, real, like, nose, like, Willie Snead. Come on, man. He's going to do whatever you ask him to do. You know what I mean? And he know no one's going to ask him to go catch 10 balls a game. So,
yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, Baltimore's going to struggle because of how they're so dedicated to that run game. They're, yeah, and make a receiver not want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Let's talk about our Thunderdome draft here. Get some information about our teams here.
Okay. Man, y'all don't want no problems in that Thunderdome, man.
Yeah, everybody's trying to be, except for me. I'm being a whore. I don't care. I'm going. I'm doing everything.
So this is a 10-team Superflex Dynasty League. First off the board went Patrick Mahomes, CMC. Then, unfortunately, Jonathan Taylor went at 3. I picked up Jefferson at 4. Now, obviously, Dalvin Cook's still on the board. Saquon Barkley's still on the board. Alvin Kamara's still on the board. You know, I just – against those guys, for me with this league, I'd rather just kind of go with a younger team. So if it wasn't going to be Jonathan Taylor, it was going to be Justin Jefferson. So that's where I went there. And then Jarrett went with Dalvin Cook. My second round pick, I went with Derrick Henry. Then I went James Robinson in the third. Then I went Tua. Then I went Carson Wentz and TJ Hockenson.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. I ended up going Cook, as Robbie just stated. And then my second round, I went Travis Kelce. Third round, I went Cam Akers. Fourth, I went Dak Prescott. Fifth round, I went Terry McLaurin. And then sixth round, I went Cooper. And I pick in 2 picks. And I'm probably going to be, man.
There's some good guys out there still. There's still some really good players, man.
You know, with this, with how much emotions is with the title of this league, I really want to make sure I'm one of the top dogs. So I got to be responsible and actually go for what my team needs than what I want.
And what's that? Who are you taking?
I think I'm probably going to be taking a quarterback. The quarterback that I wanted just went. I wanted
Tannehill.
Yeah, I wanted Tannehill for sure.
I was surprised he was out there that long.
But, you know, with me being me, I'm probably going to take the 43-year-old and take old Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, fantasy-wise, he was in the top. I think he was number 6 or 7 quarterback.
7.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure this guy going to go for – well, he already got 2 quarterbacks. Robbie, you going to go get Cousins or you going to leave him out there?
Oh, I'm not interested in quarterbacks.
Man, Robbie's going to take a bunch of quarterbacks. Don't even get Robbie started on quarterbacks. I was making fun of him earlier.
I don't know, dude. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do, man.
Yeah, it's a tough decision, man.
I'm number 5. I'm very thankful to be the number 5 pick in this.
What you should do is trade your picks to me for Joe Mixon, and it save you all the headache. I'm telling Jarrett, man, trade me them picks, and you can have.
Jarrett is going to trade me his pick for my rookie pick. First round.
No, I'm not.
Am I second?
Because Robbie knows who I'm trying to get. That's why
you guys better leave me alone.
I'm not interested in stopping.
You know who I want.
Rookie first and second right now.
I knew it.
Your next pick.
I knew it, man.
Ooh.
Rookie first and second right now.
Robbie. Just trying to snipe me, man.
What are you guys – what's going on?
I'm building my team, bro. I ain't trying to snipe you.
What would be your pick? Man, your pick is worse than mine. What are you?
It's right.
I know. That's what I'm saying. What you 6? No, you would be the 6th one, right? I'm the 5th one.
There's gonna be. Think 7. About this. There's gonna be plenty of guys sitting there in the 6th, 7th round, in the rookie draft. I mean, heck, Chase could be sitting there.
Look, I ain't worrying about that. I'm worrying about this team, Robbie. I don't know. It'd probably be a hard pass, me. I'm sorry, man.
All right, bro. Whatever you say.
You guys got real aggressive. What's going on here? Who do you guys?
I don't even remember who he's talking about.
Trying to choke me off of Pittman.
I'm not saying who we're fighting about, but we're fighting about the same guy.
Yeah, it's Pittman. For whoever's listening, I got a lot of money that is Pittman.
Man, I thought you were gonna say anything. He was already, yeah. He's already gonna be gone, dude.
Who's gonna be gone, Robbie?
Pittman.
Yeah, because you must finna pick him.
I'm about to.
You have to.
So you might as well just trade me your pick, and I'll give you my rookie first and second, and then you don't have to worry about it.
No, because I have to get a quarterback right here.
You can get yourself two quarterbacks from the rookie.
Well, Robbie, you can get Pittman. It's Brazen Bull who's up right now.
Yeah, he might.
I know.
He
I'm might waiting.
We got to worry about Brazen Bull. He's a Colts fan, man. He could take
Pittman. Ooh, dang. That'd be a heartbreaker.
That would be a heartbreaker.
Robbie wouldn't even know who to pick.
Because he
wouldn't
even know who to Jonathan pick. Yeah.
Who you got?
Man, I can't tell you because then you're going to take him.
Robbie, you would already take him.
No. I was thinking about possibly, I don't even know, Will Fuller or...
Nah, bad.
I don't even know, dude. Just don't worry. Michael Pittman's going to come to me and we'll worry about the next picks later on. Everything is going to fall right in place.
Well, I know. Hey, it has been falling right in place, dude.
Who do you got? Who do you got, Jason? All
right, let's slide down. And me, I have the last pick of this 10-team league here. And so with my first pick, I have also the rookie I have the rookie first pick. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to stress myself out about taking a quarterback with a rookie pick. Mm-hmm. I wanted it open, so I went with Justin Herbert with the first pick.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the turnaround, I took Joe Burrow because I knew Joe Burrow was not going to make it back to me in the third round. And I wanted two young, good quarterbacks. They're both good. They're both young. Yeah, Joe Burrow's hurt. That's okay. I'll be all right waiting for him to come back. And then I went Antonio Gibson.
Mm-mm.
And then on the next pick, I took Calvin Ridley. And so – the guy in front of me wanted really bad because he took Hopkins, I took Gibson, and then I took Ridley, and then it was her turn, and he took CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, that's
but he was good. So, but see, my thing was I was going to take CeeDee Lamb, but I just was like, man, Calvin Ridley last year, he missed four games and he was still in the top five. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I got to go with Ridley. And I had Ridley in this league when we started it. So I drafted him, and, you know, I was just like, this can be my guy. So I took him, and then he was just wanting to trade me and trade me and trade me. And we finally made a deal where I traded Ridley for his 6'2" and his rookie 1.2. Mm. So I made out pretty good. So I had the first pick and the second pick of the rookie draft. And with that, I took David Montgomery. So I feel like I did pretty good. And then my next pick was Joe Mixon and then Chase Claypool.
So, yeah, I like your team.
Yeah, which I have another trade. I made another trade that's not on there, but it's a done deal. We were just waiting until after the draft to do it. And I'll let because I don't know who's all listening that's from the league, but I'm going to tell you the trade. The trade was I traded Justin Herbert. Oh, sorry. No, not Justin Herbert. So I take that back. I traded my rookie 1.1 for T. Higgins and the 1.4 rookie pick because he wants to draft somebody with the first pick.
Okay.
So I got Higgins coming to my team with the rookie 4.
And that's a stat.
Yep, and I'm losing my 1.1, which I'm okay because I'm still going to get my guy with the second pick. But I want a running back with that second pick, which will be the first running back off the board. I'll be sitting all right.
So now I see why you're trying to give up Joe Mixon.
Yeah, I don't mind losing Mixon, yeah. I'll be
all right.
Okay.
I'll trade you rookie 107 for
Ooh,
Joe Mixon.
Ooh, now that's a deal.
You throw in Pittman, yeah.
Oh, wow. Dang. Now, what's up, Robbie? What you going to do, huh?
Wow.
He asked for Pittman.
Nope. I'm cool.
All right. All right, man.
Okay, Robbie.
All right.
It's worth a shot.
Hey, but look, man, I'm starting to really understand that people are not believing in Zeke because I could not believe. Know. It took all of me – to not take Zeke, because well, then
I told
I think I wanted to do Cook, Zeke, and Akers. And I changed my mind at the last second.
I told Robbie, because Robbie asked me what I was going to do with the 110 and the 2-1. I said, you know what? I'm going to take Derrick Henry and Ezekiel Elliott. That's what my idea was. I was going to take them two right there. But then I thought to myself, man, I'm going to be hard pressed on a quarterback. I said, you know, I didn't want to rely on a rookie quarterback, like a, you know, fresh out the gates guy. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go with the true quarterback and not worry about it.
For sure.
Or it would have been Henry and Ezekiel Elliott would have been my two guys.
Yeah.
And that would have been a powerhouse.
Yeah. This is probably the most, this probably has to be a 10 team league that I really am like paying attention to every pick. Like with a 10 team, like you can get everybody knows with a 10, like everybody's going to be probably sitting good. But yeah. I think the difficult part comes is that, yeah, everybody's going to be sitting good, but it still means that somebody's going to be in 10th place, 9th place. You know what I mean? You're someone has to suck and someone has to be good. So it don't really matter when people be like, oh yeah, 10 teams are just so easy. Yeah, they're easy as long as you make your team right. But it's not easy to actually have a team that's gonna be good in a ten team league because there's so many people.
There's one thing I've learned that tells you exactly what's gonna happen. Somebody in the season is going to make a bad trade and their team is done. They will be in the bottom four. Well, actually, I'm going to say the bottom two because the other two guys usually lose because of matchups. Like their team just didn't perform. This happened to me one year. I lost 5 games one year and I had the second highest points.
Yep.
And I lost 5 of those games because I played the guy who had the highest points. Yeah, 5 times.
Yeah, that's how I was 2 years ago in one of my leagues. I kept like, dude, I was scoring 200 points losing.
Yeah, that's where I was too. There'd be times I'm 190, 200, and the guy I'm playing gets 220, 230. And it was like, what? Are you kidding me? Yeah. If I would have played any other team. So usually the bottom two guys are there because they did a bad trade and it blew their team up.
Yeah.
And then they have no draft picks. And then the next thing you know, after year 3, they drop out.
So Robbie, you see any surprises, like how Jason brought up that about the Julio Jones pick in the 5th round? Did you see anything that surprised you?
Yeah, Josh Jacobs for me, in the 3rd round, I thought that was a bit too rich for my liking, just because of Kenyon Drake, you know, being signed.
Oh, you said the Josh Jacobs?
Yeah, Josh Jacobs in the 3rd round. I think that's still a little too rich for me. I mean,
yeah, he left some good players on the board.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd much rather have like Austin Eckler, who went in the 6th round.
Antonio Gibson.
Antonio Gibson.
Aaron Jones. Rather,
I took Akers the Chubb and Akers right after that.
I mean, even Chris Carson, Joe Mixon, I'd much rather have those guys than Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs, for me, is like, he's like round, if I had to rank for him, it'd be in between 25 and 30. Yeah. I mean, I'm not that interested.
Well, and there's one thing you could tell by half the league in this one is they don't play very much other leagues. This is their main league. They only do maybe 2 or 3, and you can tell by the way they draft because of that.
Okay. Well, that sounds fun.
And it's a good reason to get into more leagues. I'm not saying go get into 50, but you get to see a tendency. You get to see the tendency of how guys are going. Like we knew, because we've drafted so much, we knew Jonathan Taylor was going in the top 3. We knew Christian McCaffrey and Patrick Mahomes were going to be in the top 5. We even knew Justin Jefferson was going to be in the top 5 in most drafts, and he has been. So
I'm just, you know, one thing I'm surprised was that I was able to get Derrick Henry at 2-7.
Yeah.
That really surprised me. I mean, he was running back 1 this last season. Yeah. You know, it's like – you know, but I get it, you know. I don't know. I don't kind of get it.
You definitely need to pick up.
But it's a steal.
You need to pick up Evans eventually because there's a lot of miles on them wheels, man. He's one injury away, you know what I mean?
Right.
I would definitely I'm not saying like anytime soon, but man, you definitely need to get Evans on your team with Henry because, man, he's been going for so long without any major injury. And, you know, it's just, it happens, man. It always happens. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely get Evans on that team.
Yeah. I want to do a little quick shout out to one of our leagues that we just started up. It's called the 401 Last Man Standing. It's another 10-team Superflex league. But besides having two divisions, we have five. And it's between you and the other guy in your division. And either one of you gets to go to the playoffs. And then between the other five, it's, you know, I think it's the top scorer. It's the wild card that gets to make it to the playoffs. So this is going to be an intense, fun league. We just got it all filled up. So we're looking to draft this one. So guys, stay tuned for how this one goes. That one will be after the NFL draft, which we'll do a full draft for you guys, a vet and a rookie draft. So that way you guys can get some information on those. We haven't really talked about those. We've kind of been doing other vet. And then we'll have more rookie drafts coming up soon. anything else you guys want to talk about on the Thunderdome here? Anything else you see? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I know we're only six rounds essentially in. So we'll have to get some more next week.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some kind of like trades we're kind of surprised. But, man, overall, everybody's got a solid team. And that's what I was talking about. They're solid, so they make a bad trade. And then it's.
Yeah.
Then it's toast.
Yeah.
And then they suck and then they quit.
I do want to say with Deshaun Watson, I mean, what do you guys think about this? Do you think he's done?
Yeah, I think
he's definitely suspended. Yeah. He filed a criminal case. No matter what, right there, he's looking at least 5 games suspension.
Yeah, once I seen Nike drop him, then yeah, I'm pretty sure it's getting serious.
So. Yeah, he's losing sponsors. He's got a criminal case. So if he's found guilty, he will never play football again. He'll be on the exempt list.
If he's found guilty, he's done.
Yeah, and then he'll be put on the predator list too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So his career is done.
Yeah,
that's a bad deal.
Yeah,
and so whoever has Deshaun Watson, if you're in a league where people just, they're a turtle and they stay in their shell all their time, I would try and make a move to obviously get rid of Watson. But if you have him, you're kind of stuck with him, unfortunately.
So sucks. Yeah, if you wanted to get rid of him, you should have done it a week ago.
Right? Yeah, and that was the pick that tripped me out during this draft was straight homie taking Deshaun Watson at 5'8". And he doesn't have a quarterback. And he has the 1-3 rookie, so
he'll probably do a quarterback right there.
Yeah.
Sounds like somebody I need to trade with. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want you guys to know that me and Straight Cash have been talking about Burrow the whole draft, so I'm just throwing it at you.
No, well, there you go.
Yeah.
He's a Bengals fan. He can't help himself.
Yeah, that's all right. What was I going to say? Yeah, I moved off. If you guys didn't know this, but I actually traded away Deshaun Watson. I got him here from Fozzie about a week and a half ago.
Oh no, I traded 2 weeks ago. Oh, I traded to you at least 2.5 to 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
And then not even 24 hours, I moved him for Jalen Hurts, which I'm pretty ecstatic about that. Yeah. So that was a good
move. It was a Hurts, and didn't you have to give up like a first round pick or something too? I can't remember the trade exactly.
I'm bringing it up. Just 1 second. Let's see here. Come on now. Where is that at? Here it is. I received Jalen Hurts and rookie pick 110 for Deshaun Watson and DJ Chark.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, hey, you never know, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, things could turn around.
Yeah, they could, but it looks ugly, though.
Let's see. You guys think of You think 49ers are going to take a rookie quarterback? Obviously, Mac Jones. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. Well, I know they're taking a QB because, I mean, they're putting Mahomes on the trade block. But who they're taking?
Mahomes?
Mahomes. I meant Garoppolo.
Garoppolo. And Jimmy G. Yeah. Three first-round picks.
Yeah, they're definitely going to QB. I just.
So what I'm saying, is that going to help Brandon Ayuk and
Debo?
Yeah, and Debo.
I think any quarterback besides Garoppolo, yes, will help them improve, man. I do. Garoppolo, I just – he's not – an elite, I mean, quarterback. He's definitely
no. He's just like a game or a game manager.
Yes, that's the best way to put it. I mean, that's why the 49ers had to have such a good ground game because it just wasn't getting it done in the air.
So that being said, do you think we're gonna see a regression and maybe see we'll see one guy coming out of the backfield finally? You know, kind of like back to, or maybe just two guys.
Well, the way
he used to do with the Falcons.
Yeah, Shanahan, I think he's been working with – he's been doing the best he can with what he has because of the quarterback situation. And I think getting a quarterback, I think he really – the way he operates, he likes that, I guess you could say, Melvin Gordon-style running back. Somebody he can dump the ball out, he can throw it to, catch it. But until he can find that guy, he's definitely going to have a dual running back set, a guy that catches and a guy that pounds. Until I think maybe he could find that hard-hitting
running back. Might be able to get it this year's draft.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like it depends on what – I gave up a lot. I don't. I mean, they do have needs outside that running back position. I mean, that's why they have what – they got Hasty back there. They got Mozart. They got Wilson. So
It's true.
But I don't know if he'll hit running back. And there's still guys sitting on free agency that I haven't signed with anybody. I mean, you got Todd Gurley sitting out there. Which but didn't he say he was in talks of getting signed soon? I thought I read somewhere that there's a couple teams talking to him. Freeman's still sitting out there. Nobody signed that guy. So, I mean, if the 49ers need some help, I could see them, you know, going into signing maybe Gurley or Freeman or somebody.
Mm-hmm. Freeman would be interesting.
Yeah. Which Freeman can catch the ball and run, but so can Todd Gurley. So that's why I said those are guys that can – they're a complete back. They're just aged.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope they find a team. I mean, I like Gurley and I like Freeman. I had Freeman that year. He was, like, blowing it up when they went to the Super Bowl. Man, it was so nice. And then I traded him for a King's Ransom in the offseason. I felt so happy about that. I did good. But.
All right. I think that'd be it for this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you guys think?
What's next week? What's going on next week, man? Let's tell everybody what we're doing.
Next week, we're going to have a special guest on. And we're also going to be we're going to be bringing our, what was it called? Blanking on the name. Dang it. I told you so.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Oh, no. Thank me later.
Thank me later. Yeah.
Sorry. Thank me later. And then we're also going to be talking about rookies, finally. Guys that we're really excited about. Give you some of the information, kind of where, you know, a little bit of ranking. Some spots maybe. But we're going to start bringing you some of that rookie information, get you guys ready for your rookie drafts. Hopefully, and you guys shouldn't have any rookie drafts yet. If you have them already before the NFL draft, I'm not into that just because you don't know where anybody's going.
Yeah.
Which I'd much rather know where somebody's going before I go pick somebody up, because you could go draft all these guys and they don't go anywhere.
Yeah. And I would like to also give a shout out to, you know, other podcasters we deal with, like the Gridiron Geeks and the Good Old Boys Fantasy Podcast, yep. Football there. The DFS, right? Is that another one? I can.
DFS.
Not DFS. It's, I feel bad. I forgot the name of the podcast.
The Good Old Boys?
No, not the Good Old Boys. Help me out here, Robbie. The first guy we did a podcast with. Remember we had him on.
Yeah, that was, gosh darn, that's Gridiron Geeks.
Oh, Gridiron Geeks. There we go. So,
yeah.
I must have been.
Yeah, you said that one already.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so there we go. Anyway.
And then, obviously, as always, shout out to our sponsor, My V Trophy, guys. Guys, you got to go check them out. And, guys, follow me on Twitter, and that's at the Dynasty 401. Join our Facebook group page. We're always dropping any news that comes out. We're always talking about fantasy football, posting trades. Guys, get in contact. We can help you win your leagues because that's all we care about. We just want you to win. If you got a trade you're looking at doing, or you're looking at your roster and you're like, man, I'm not too sure how to turn this thing around, send me a message. Hit me up. Tag me on Twitter. I would definitely help you out. And yeah. That's all we care about, guys. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
You guys have a good one.
All right, man. Take care.